Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, welcome into another episode of the Expats Podcast. It's Phil Perry here with Rob Ninkovich. Rob, boys went out to your hometown of Chicago and took care of business out there.
The Bears didn't get it done there. They had the boy Trubisky can't throw 10 yards.
Just no idea where it's going.
That dude throws. I had to call a buddy and say, ask him a question. And the question was, is it as windy as Hurricane Dicka? And they said it's not windy at all. So...
And that just goes to show just how inaccurate Mitch Trubisky is.
I was wondering why every ball was a duck.
God, he's not good at quarterback. We're going to talk a lot about that game.
So bad.
Patriots and Bears. Patriots moved to 5-2. We're going to talk about just Chicago maybe in general. Rob Ninkovich can share with you some thoughts on that fine city. We're also going to talk a little bit of college football, believe it or not. And then we're obviously going to get to our Vitch of the Week. We have an actual Vitch. Going to make an appearance, a second Vitch, I should say, on this week's podcast. So be sure to stick around. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast, too. Rob would really, really appreciate that. Really helps get the numbers up. The numbers have been up.
Did you know this? I didn't even know. I don't check them out.
That's okay. You don't need to.
You give me a kickback because I'm sure the numbers are from me.
No, all that bonus money goes to me. Yeah, I'm the one.
Is it your name that's drawing the numbers?
You've got the big. Not the big bonus. I have the big bonus that's heavily incentive-laden.
I'm like on a Rob Gronkowski type of contract.
No, well, you're on the Stephon Gilmore type of contract. You're getting your money no matter what. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're paid with incentive-laden contracts.
Right, so I'm like, yes.
Okay.
Well, because we're not quite on the same level.
Well, I'll help you out.
Thank you.
The
I would appreciate that.
It's good. It's
so
good
be sure to do all those things to the listeners out there. Rate, subscribe. Tell your mom, tell your dad. Have them tell their friends at their weekly book club meeting. All right, Rob. What did you think about the Patriots' performance in Chicago? I thought it was an interesting game plan defensively, but you tell me. What'd you see?
I thought it was a little bit sloppy, and I'm not just talking about fumbles and interceptions. Just in general, the game was kind of weird. Felt like a second preseason game. Felt like a preseason game. A little bit of uncharacteristic mistakes, things that were just going on. That you really don't see too often. How many times do you see a team fumble on a kickoff return, then take one to the house, and then block a punt with their starting linebacker and pick it up by another starting linebacker? That doesn't happen often.
I'm going to say never. I don't think I've ever seen that.
The Bears special teams unit, they lost that phase. And I would say on the flip side of that, you know, Cordell Patterson, if he doesn't score, then that's not a good performance. I like the fact that he scored, though, because you have a fumble, then you got to make up for it. So he made up for it. He's going to hear a lot from Bill about not scoring and not running to the end zone. That's going to be an issue. I guarantee that comes up, and they show that. And I bet you Bill pauses right when he's high-fiving at the five and just says, what the F are you doing? Because it only takes one guy to be sprinting from the side, like from the opposite side where you're not looking, to just get you. Because he looked to his left, but I really don't know if he was paying attention to his right.
Could have been a Don Beebe situation.
Could have been something.
Gets punched out, and all of a sudden you're looking at a fumble out of the end zone. No, it didn't.
But when you stop like that, it's a little bit unpatriot-like.
I think you could even just say unprofessional.
But I've never seen a Patriot do that.
Listen, the last time there was
an inappropriate thing done before they scored was probably was it
Would this raise?
Was it the interception in the Jets when
Logan Ryan
yes,
did the Marshawn Lynch grab himself?
Yeah,
diving into the end zone. That's the first thing that came to mind.
And that didn't go over well.
No,
Bill.
I don't think Bill was a huge fan of that. I think Logan may have been benched to start the next game.
Ooh.
I may have that wrong, but that was a few years ago. Similar sort of situation. I just thought it was funny, too. J.C. Jackson is the one who's high-fiving him. J.C. Jackson is on pace for, like, a record in terms of penalties per play.
Yeah,
three
bad.
More penalties on Sunday. And they obviously like the guy. He's a good athlete. Man cornered down the road, but yikes. So
just a sloppy game.
Just a little bit sloppy. I mean, special teams especially, like you said, both ends of the spectrum there. Offensively, I
pass
think defensively
rush,
too.
Pass rush.
What happened with the pass rush? You tell me.
Man.
You're the expert.
I don't know, because if I was on the sideline there, I would not have wanted to hear Bill or Brendan Daly just screaming, because when you watch something like that, you're like, what is going on? This isn't Mike Vick. It's not Mike Vick. So, I mean, it's crazy. So they got to get it fixed, because if they play a guy that could scramble down the road, they're going to just get hurt again.
Can I ask you something in terms of scheme or plan? I don't know what category this would fall under, but it looked like on multiple occasions when Trubisky ended up scrambling for big gains, first downs, the Patriots had some kind of stunt on, and they've got multiple defenders heading in one direction, and then
somebody's
just
wrapping though.
But late or not wrapping at all? Like there were
no,
massive,
they're wrapping.
Massive
it just
gaps.
Takes too long, and you know if you really look at the pass rush, I mean, who is their interior like pass rush guy?
Adam Butler.
There's not really that many guys on the inside. And the inside guy helps having an inside pressure or inside person to push the pocket helps your outside guys, because then the ball doesn't step up. It makes that angle towards the quarterback easier to get. So you don't have to really run the corner. You still got to run the corner, but you don't have to like come back down towards the quarterback. Bill hates it if you're behind the quarterback. So, you know, I think we've seen a few people back there, and it's not a good thing.
Adrian Claiborne on a weekly basis is behind the quarterback.
He had a tough game. I mean,
first sack of the year.
He had his first sack of the year, and the quarterback did the same move a couple times and got him, not the last time. So good for him that he didn't fall for the back out of the spin, because it's upfield shoulder. He didn't go after his upfield shoulder. Which I've missed sacks. I mean, I've known to miss a sack or two in my career, but
no, not you.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've missed a few, but you know, I just think that at least he got his first sack of the year. Because sometimes when you don't have that, you're like, geez, what's going on? You know, it's game seven and I don't have a sack yet. So
I just thought, on some of those plays, like you said, the looper was late or the looper was non-existent. There was one where it was just like kind of a simple, I believe the football people would call this a TE stunt, where you have Dietrich Wise kind of looping around Adam Butler, and he all of a sudden becomes the interior
There's not much
rusher.
Those guys aren't burners, though.
They're not very athletic is what you're saying.
There's not – I'm talking speed.
Yeah.
There's not anybody that's fast on the – like the D-line.
So does it just make it hard?
It just makes it harder
to run those kinds of stunts?
If you're chasing a quarterback that runs a 4.7 and you run a 4.9, like you're not going to catch him.
You're in a bad spot.
You're in a bad spot.
And I don't think either of those guys run a 4.9. But that was one of the long runs. Butler, you know, replacing Wise doesn't really replace him. There's no edge set there, and it's an easy whatever, 8-10 yard gain.
And so, I love Wise. I think Wise is playing well. I think he leads the team
with
three sacks. I think he has three.
He played, I think, 10 snaps. He's dealing with an injury, but he still had a sack yesterday. So he's been productive.
3.5, I think he's got. Because I think he had 2.5. Now he's got 3.5.
Yes, I think you're right.
But I just, you know, it's when you can have everybody on the same page and everyone's working well together, that's when you really can succeed. And I think sometimes you can't be too aggressive, because then that's when you let the runs happen. And then you start to dial back on the aggression, and then you look like you're standing there and not really doing much. So it's a fine line with rushing the quarterback, and I know, because I've been there and having to deal with not going behind the quarterback, not letting him out of the pocket, crush rush, which is a bull rush, and it's like, okay, I'm going to bull rush a 320-pound guy over and over and over again. It gets...
Sounds exhausting.
It is very exhausting. So it's one of the harder things to do.
You talk about the balance between having a good pass rush but keeping that guy under control. I thought on a handful of plays when the Patriots dedicated a spy to Trubisky, it sort of encouraged him to stay in the pocket a little bit more. And that, in turn, because he's not a very good quarterback, encouraged some bad throws. Why not spy more often?
Well, then you lose a guy in coverage. So, I mean, if you spy, you're usually going with a three-man rush. So three-man rush versus a four-man rush. Or if you go four-man rush with a spy, then you have one less guy that can help in zone if you're in zone coverage. And then if you're in man, you know, what happens if the back's out or you need that guy? So usually if they're going to spy, it's a three-man rush with a spy. But the problem is if you're in a three-man rush and there's five down linemen, those three guys are getting ping-ponged and banged around because, oh, you're bull rushing the tackle, and then the guard's like, oh, you're bull rushing the ground because I'm going to knock you down. So
let me catch a slab of ribs right here and put you down.
Let me clean you out. Right. So, you know, that's the part that's very frustrating when you go to spy and then like, hey, let's just get after him. You know, what's the balance there? Do you want the quarterback to have some time? He couldn't throw yesterday. So you see a guy that can't throw. He made a couple plays to the tight end, but like for the most part, he was way off. I mean, his throws were
even
just,
the plays to the tight end were like, I mean, there was nobody within like 15 nobody. Yards.
Like
of the
he was
end.
Open, but I'm right. saying any tight throw, like it wasn't there. So even the deep throw that was intercepted, the one-handed grab, which was really nice by
John Jones.
John, yeah. Yes, he made a great play, but the ball was underthrown. If you would have put the ball over the top, he had two steps on him. It would have been at least a touchdown or a completion. So, you know, those are the plays that are like, okay, yeah, he made a great play. I love it. I love great, good plays. I give credit. But at the same time, it's a terrible ball. Or like, you're running out of bounds. Why force it into? Landon Roberts had the ball hit him in the chest. You know, it's like.
That's a tough one.
E-Rob. Like, that one's tough. That one hurts.
I think he was in coverage of like an offensive tackle there.
He was
they kept 60, making the tackle.
Like 60
tackle
something out there, 65, and like he just gunned it to him, and E-Rob just hit him right in the chest, and it's like, wow, that's bad.
So tough.
And then he could have thrown a pick in the end zone to Gilmore.
Right.
That's four that he should have thrown.
And it's not been like mention, that all season for Trubisky. Like Trubisky,
they
has
missed on that guy.
Had tremendous.
I've been all my buddies back home. They're all wasted. They were calling me like, Ninko, Nick. After the game, they're like, what do you think of Trubisky? He's decent, right? For a second year, I said, no. He's not the guy. They missed on the guy. The guy's in Kansas City right now making all the plays and looking really, really good. That guy looks good.
Doesn't that hurt even more when it's like Mahomes came, 10 picks later, I think?
Yes.
I think he went 12.
But from what I hear, Kansas City wanted
Trubisky?
Yeah. That's
oh,
what I
boy.
Heard this morning. They wanted to trade up for him.
Yikes. I mean, maybe
Trubisky.
It's coaching. Maybe coaching has done Trubisky in, but it does not
Mahomes
look good right
has,
now.
Mahomes like, has that Danny like Amendola type attitude, like, yo, bro, I'm just going to go out and just sling it, man. Like, and it's he's just like,
we talked about this
cool.
last week. It's a Texas Tech.
It's a Texas
you know?
Tech. Yeah, I'm going to go out and, you know, having a good coaching and, you know, just go out there and run the game plan. And it's like, dude, he's good. And he's making all the calls. He's checking plays.
Trubisky not doing that. Trubisky, one of the worst quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the league when he's blitzed.
I would not want to play Kansas City in Kansas City.
They looked really good on Sunday.
You don't want to play there because the home field advantage is real. The snap, jumping the snap count, that's an advantage. When you can go to a place and the offensive line can't hear the snap count and they got to like hold each other's hands or look at the ball, like you're automatically half step faster than the guy. And you can get off on them. So pass rush improves. Everything improves.
That makes a Chiefs defense that is like pretty mediocre
no,
to
terrible.
Bad.
They're a terrible defense.
But it makes
but
them.
But at home, it makes them better. A lot
legit.
Better.
Legit. Yeah, when legit. They're at Arrowhead. So Patriots need to keep winning because it looks like the Chiefs are just going to keep winning too. Can they keep winning without Rob Gronkowski if he's going to be missing significant time? Now, it doesn't sound like this is a serious back issue that put Gronk away for Sunday. They were holding out hope that he was going to play all through Saturday.
That's my only question.
Say that again.
An issue in your back, what happens there? Like, if you get tightness in your back, what happens? I've never had it, so I don't know.
I believe it's a muscle spasm of some sort.
But what causes the muscle spasm?
I think it could be a range of things.
Really?
I would put fatigue up there.
Fatigue?
If you have bad back, if you have a bad back.
Yeah, I don't
to
know.
Start.
I don't. I've never.
I think you're probably
knock on
more
wood.
Susceptible to it.
That's granite.
That's granite. That's just gonna have to do.
My bone head, and that's bone. I've never had to deal with a back, so I like the idea to just sit them down. They're gonna go to Buffalo, and those guys don't look good. They don't have a quarterback. If they had their starting quarterback, I would at least say like they're not gonna be like just completely bowled over. But they probably won't have McCoy. They're not gonna have a quarterback. No, it's not going to happen. So you get 2 weeks
rest. That should be an easy one. Even though you're in Buffalo and it's Monday night.
The tough ones are going to be the Vikings.
You get the Packers coming to town.
Packers are going to be tough because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. So that's not going to just be like, oh, it's like we'll beat them. Because defensively, against a guy like that, you got to play really well. So, you know, you can't play like you did versus the Bears or Kansas City against a guy like that because he'll slice you apart.
You got Miami in Miami. That's always a tough one for those guys.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one.
Guys.
That won't be an easy one. You got the Steelers with Bell. Bell will be back by then.
Yep, you're probably right.
So the team that worries me the most is the Ravens. And I know they just lost, but that team is they're tough. Like, they're not easy to play against. And, you know, their offense looks decent. Their defense is strong. So
I agree. I think that's the
division doesn't worry me.
The Chiefs and Ravens
worry you a little bit.
I would agree. And if you're the Patriots, you got to hope that you continue to improve as they typically do as the season goes on. Daron Harmon talked about this after the game on Sunday. So what week is it again? This is week 7. Week 8 is coming up. It's about the time we usually start to get better and noticeably better week after week after week. So it doesn't just magically happen. They got to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
31 points to me from the Bears, though. I was like,
it's not good.
Where did that come from, though? I have a hard time even remembering some
just
of those
scores. Just extending play. I mean, Trubisky being able to run. Well, first of all, they were gifted how many points on turnovers?
14 points.
So,
yeah.
You're spotting them a good amount, 14. Right there.
But then they give it back to you. So they get a kickoff return and a punt. So that's 14.
Yep.
So you could say both teams gave each other 14 points.
We haven't really talked about Dont'a Hightower's block and Van Noy's scoop and score. Obviously, great play. Pretty straightforward play. Hightower just manhandling some dude out of Harvard.
That was set up. Like, you know that Hightower's not on punt block. They were probably like, let's put Hightower on this weak link. And they bowled his ass over and scooped and scored. That was a great play by High. I love it. But if I'm the guard, they wouldn't have done it to me because I'm not that weak. But when I see a starter,
just FYI, everybody out there,
that's why when I watch football now, it angers me a little bit because I get angry and I start yelling at the TV because if you are the player and you see a starter over you, like I'd have Sue, like one time Sue was on like gonna rush me,
pump block.
Yeah, punt block. Yeah. He was punt safe. So, like, when it's punt safe, a lot of those guys, like, they don't really get to do it. So, they're like, they're going to try and rush. I would hit him, like, as hard as I possibly could just to let him know, like, no, I'm not going to get there. Then they stop. But, like, you hit him. Like, you smack him. Because if you don't, the guy's so big and powerful, he'll run you over. If you're thinking it's just like a normal guy, like
what if he's just not strong enough to do that though? Like if you're Ben Brownecker, which
you cut his kneecaps out.
Ooh, okay. There
you go. Cut him. Like that's what a wing does. Like if a guy's coming really fast, like if I was on the edge and I'm a DN and I'm coming hard, you cut his knees and then he doesn't come as fast. You get your knees blown out.
That probably would have been a better.
You cut their knees out.
Tactic.
You go right to the knees. And then how are they going to run you over?
That might have worked a little bit better. How did you view, and not
or
to get
short
too
set.
Deep into this, you had a lot of experience on special teams over the course of your career. It was actually kind of interesting to see these special teams plays and to see that one by Hightower specifically, because I had just been going over Bill Belichick quotes on Lawrence Taylor earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that he kept going back to with Lawrence Taylor whenever he would start waxing poetic about Lawrence Taylor was, oh, and by the way, you know, he used to play four special teams units for us, and he tried, and he was good. He wasn't just out there running around. He wanted to be good, and he was good, and I think that's the mark of a good football player is you're not selective in terms of when you're trying to help your team. It's every single play, offense, defense, special teams, whatever you can do. And that quote immediately popped into my mind. Guys like you, guys like Devin McCourty, guys like Patrick Chung, Hightower, it's rare, but Hightower yesterday making plays on special teams. Troy Brown, you can go all down the list for the last 20 years. Guys make plays in the kicking game for this team year after year after year. And I want to ask you, how do you view those reps as a guy who started for a long time? Is it, oh man, I'm still playing special teams here, and you kind of
at the end of my
shoulders.
Career, yeah. At the end of my career,
okay.
When I was
good.
Year
we appreciate
10,
the honesty. Yeah,
in my 10th year, when I'm like playing every snap, or in my 8th year, when there's no other defensive end that's a starter on punt and punt, you know, like I didn't mind it early in my career, kickoff and kickoff return. Those weren't bad.
It's like an opportunity, right?
It's an opportunity to play. Punt team, I wasn't upset with punt team because that's a major, like you see a punt block, like that's a major play. I didn't mind that, and at the end of my career, I was just on punt team. I was on a kickoff return sometimes. But the punt team for me, the hardest part was just covering and then going right to defense. So you cover the kick, and then you go right on D. Hopefully you get a TV timeout so you can catch your breath. But at the end of the game, if you have 10 punts, that's an extra – or say you have 5 punts, that's 50 – or that's 5 sprints of 50 yards.
Right.
So that's an extra 200-plus yard, 250, 300 yards that you're running on top of running for defense. So
good math by you.
It really gets you, you know?
Well, it was funny. At the end of the Patterson 95-yard return for a touchdown, not even at the end, but midway through – you can see from the back camera angle, you can see Slater start to tail off because he knows it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he just goes straight to the sideline, and he's clapping. And I talked to him after. He said, veterans don't chase because you know you're going to be on kickoff two minutes
later.
You
got to go right there, yeah.
And it was funny. They actually took a delay of game penalty on the subsequent kickoff.
Yeah.
And Belichick, and I should have asked him today on the conference call, I didn't. I'm wondering if they took that penalty willingly, knowing that there were a lot of guys on both units, and they wanted to get them a little bit of extra rest before that subsequent kickoff. You think that's what happened?
Yes. I mean, I'm all for playing special teams and doing all those different things that you have to do. The problem becomes later in the year when you're worn down and you have to do a lot of different things. It takes a lot out of you to run down and be on kickoff, be on kickoff return, be on punt team. Like, that's a lot of extra hits and running and all that stuff. So, you know, playing special teams is not easy. It's one of the harder things to do. So playing special teams and starting is even harder. That's why not a lot of guys do it. You know, Hightower was on punt block because they saw
for
weakness.
One week. Yeah.
They saw weakness, and they were going after the weakness, and it obviously worked. If you go back and you watch that guy in punt protection, I'm sure – He's been on skates, so I guarantee they said just blow him up, just go right through his shoulder, run right to the punter, and you're gonna get the block. And I watched a replay on TV, and that guy just like literally took 2 steps back because on punt team you're retreating. Like if you're retreating already, like you're just gonna continue to go backwards if you don't have a good base. And he got, they call it short set, like a short set. If you're within like 5 yards, if I was like 5 yards in like from the goal line and we were really backed up and the punter's not really in 15 yards, you're only like 12 or 10, I wouldn't even take 1 step back. I'd just go straight into the guy and just hit him right off the line of scrimmage to stop his momentum. Because it's all momentum. It's a momentum play. If you take your 2 steps back in punt protection, then you got to redirect out. Like if the guy's already on you, it's almost impossible to stop.
You want to toot your Purdue Boilermakers horn real quick for their victory this past weekend?
Boiler up. Boop, boop, boiler up. Boom, 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 boom. That was good. That was a good victory.
Pretty good win for you guys.
Boop.
Ooh. Wow.
That's the long one. That's the boarding.
when you get a nice win, a against Ohio State, you break out your best
boop, boop.
Toot. Yeah, you break boop, out your best boop, boop. So good for those guys. A little bit of a expats podcast connection with the Big Ten this weekend.
Okay.
Because the Michigan Wolverines beat Michigan State.
Yeah.
Someone by the name of Chase Winovich.
Winovich.
No relation to Rob Ninkovich, I don't think.
No.
I don't think all Croatians are related.
He's
winning
Vich, though.
He was a winning Vich this past weekend. Absolutely goes off on the team he called Little Brother. Let's get that sound in real quick.
We came in here. I openly, in the public, called it a revenge tour, called them out, said they're next. We came in here, slashed their field before the game, and we still came out here and just got after them every single play. Like I said last week, you know, the prior couple weeks were for the boys. This one, just for our season. And we knew that they couldn't hang with us. We did what we had to do. Sometimes your little brother starts acting up, and you just got to put him in place. Like, they tried. They gave it their best. It just wasn't enough. Our guys came out on top, and we're just going to continue to work and try to get better and build from here.
So what do you think about your boy there?
Cut your hair, bro, if you're a bitch. Get a haircut.
So not necessarily all Vitches Vitch together.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm just saying, like, if I was an offensive
lineman.
People
on the podcast can't see that, but this guy, Chase Winovich, is long blonde hair. He kind of looks like a poor man.
I'd rip his hair out.
What's his name?
If I was an offensive lineman, I'd just snatch his hair off. Like, just grab a brand new pair of gloves that are, like, really right out of the package super sticky.
Yeah.
You'd rip all that out. You're just one grab. It's all gone.
All right, so Chase Winovich, you're out, but Rob Ninkovich. Do you have an honorary Vitch from this Patriots-Bears game this past weekend?
Yeah, I'm going with high because he just destroyed that guard for punt.
That
and
is,
I'm
that's
gonna
a
go,
Vitch play.
Did you even lift? Are we doing that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, oh, sure, of course.
Are we doing the lift?
Yeah.
Did the punt team for the Bears even lift? Or the kickoff team, did they lift at all? Or are they just letting points roll
what
up
do you
on
do in the weight room if you're not lifting? You're dancing, you're listening to music, you're just kind of chatting, shooting the breeze.
It's called pencil whipping. You're just writing you're just penciling in your workout and saying I did it.
Because you guys have to keep track of
you
what you're
to,
doing.
Yes.
And
it's called a pencil whip. You pencil whipped it.
Who was the worst pencil whipper that you ever played with?
I don't.
Come on, there's got to be somebody. Ryan Allen, is he a pencil whipper? Those special teams guys could probably get away with a lot, can't
I mean,
they?
Some guys don't have to lift because they're
freaks
of nature.
So Hunter's out. Let me see. Who would be a good
Chung will pencil whip every now and then.
Chung's a strong guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have to lift that much. It's natural.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, he's got like that wah, like strength.
Wouldn't that be nice? You hear the same thing actually about Josh Gordon. Very strong guy. Doesn't really even
He needs to work on his cardio a little bit.
Cardio needs a little bit of work after that
50 yards. You would think he had it in the tank for 50 yards.
He blamed it on the entire drive. He was like, it was a 96-yard drive. I mean,
how many plays was it?
Not that many.
Yeah. The problem with at the like 10 to 15 yards away from the end zone, I was like, what's wrong with him?
I thought he was hurt.
I thought he was just, I knew he was tired. I'm like, he's tired.
At least he admitted it after the game. Again, we appreciate the honesty here on the Expats podcast.
He took
podcast.
A few shots, though. His face hit the ground and his helmet came off.
He did. That was a nice play by him.
That looked like
a little
hurt.
Show of toughness right there.
I went, oh.
Yeah, you think that maybe he got a little test on the sidelines after that.
The first one across the middle, I thought he got.
Took a good look there, too.
Yeah, his coconut.
He tries after the catch. We'll give him that. You tried today. I tried today. I felt like we got better as a podcast today. We appreciate you guys listening.
We got better.
Again. Please rate, comment, subscribe. Tell all your friends. Tweet about us. Tweet at Rob Ninkovich. Again, if you want him back in uniform, maybe we'll put him on the Patriots punt return team. And he'll end up with a punt block by the time the 2018 season is through. Thanks again for listening.
Bill won't take me back. I don't think it's over with.
Well, you know what? I'll put in a call.
I might have to go to KC. They need a pass rusher.
They do. They could use another defensive end.
I'm not saying
they could
that
use another defensive
if they,
end.
I mean, that would be
okay. But would this
would
be,
people hate me? Say I came
no,
back.
No, because you know what you would end up doing is you would be that WWE guy with the Patriots jersey on underneath the Chiefs jersey,
and then rip it
and
off.
And then in the AFC Championship game, you would just like lay down for James White to run in for a touchdown, and you'd rip it off, and you'd have the Patriots jersey.
Like
on.
Hypothetically, like hypothetical, real quick. like sack fumble in the AFC Championship against the Pats, would everyone hate me? Would they unsubscribe?
No. They would unsubscribe. They would hate you, I think, for probably a year or two or three.
Okay.
But eventually they would come back around and be like, okay, this guy won a few Super Bowls with us, made some some big important plays.
I don't know. Tell me, would you forgive me? Let's ask him.
Yeah, okay. Leave that in the comments. Would you forgive Rob Ninkovich if he ended up playing for the Chiefs and he got a stripped sack and recovered the fumble on Tom Brady? That would be a moment.
Ooh.
Please don't unsubscribe. Please only subscribe and tell your friends.
We're joking.
Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.